Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, June 18th, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Fixed rates, flexible strategy, how the Infrastructure Capital Bond Income ETF, BNDES, navigates today's complex waters. Last year, investor sentiment for benchmark interest rate cuts rose, with the Federal Reserve cutting rates by 50 basis points. This had a positive impact on income-generating funds like the Infrastructure Capital Bond Income ETF, BNDES. Managed by Infrastructure Capital Advisors, the BNDES ETF prioritizes maximizing current income and capital appreciation. Despite challenges from trade policies and the COVID-19 crisis, the fund stands out with its active management strategy under J.D. Hatfield. By leveraging options writing strategies, the BNDES ETF aims to enhance income potential. Additionally, the potential for credit spreads to narrow could lead to capital appreciation for the fund. In a market environment filled with uncertainties, the BNDES ETF offers investors an alternative to U.S. Treasuries with its dynamic and actively managed approach.
American drone dominance, four UAS stocks poised to reap big from Trump's executive orders. President Donald Trump recently signed executive orders aimed at bolstering the nation's drone defense capabilities and aviation innovation, benefiting UAS stocks. The orders expand drone use beyond visual line of sight, reduce reliance on Chinese drone tech, and address unauthorized drone threats. Zenatech's subsidiary, ZenaDrone, is accelerating the deployment of counter-UAS technology to enhance drone defense. With a growing market size for counter-UAS technology, Zenatech aims to offer autonomous verification of drones. Dragonfly Inc. was selected by the Cochise County Sheriff's Department for a drone pilot program along the southern border. Unusual Machines Inc. is expanding its manufacturing capabilities in the U.S. and recently acquired Rotor Lab. Red Cat supports the executive orders to advance U.S. leadership in UAS with its Black Widow drone system and Edge 130 drone orders for the U.S. Army. These companies are poised to benefit from America's push to become a leader in the drone industry. State Roundup. Bicycle groups unite to put bike walk lanes in new Bay Bridge design. Maryland in line to get $90 million from Purdue Pharma. Dozens of Anne Arundel County biking groups are advocating for bike and pedestrian lanes to be included in the design plans for the new Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Maryland could receive $90 million from Purdue Pharma as part of a settlement regarding the opioid crisis. Maryland lawmakers are seeking answers as to why research at Fort Detrick remains halted. Human Services Secretary Rafael Lopez is working to move past DUI charges. AARP warns older Marylanders of pervasive scams targeting pensioners and government employees. Tara Jackson has been chosen as Prince George's acting state's attorney. State grants are benefiting library branches, including a new Park Heights branch. Howard County is becoming increasingly difficult for homebuyers to enter. Some youth are finding support for mental health through the Finch Self-Care app.
The Our Fund Foundation increases annual distribution to support LGBTQ agencies amid growing government cutbacks. The Our Fund Foundation announced today that it will raise its annual endowed asset distribution from 5% to 6% for the current fiscal year, providing an additional $92,000 in grant dollars to LGBTQ-serving agencies in South Florida. This decision comes in response to political attacks on LGBTQ rights and funding restrictions. President and CEO David Jobin emphasized the importance of this increase, stating that it can mean the difference between survival and closure for the agencies they support. The foundation, known for its stability and impact, aims to shape a healthier future for the LGBTQ community. This marks only the second time in our fund's history that the payout rate has been increased above the national standard, with strong support from Chair of the Board of Directors, Scott Bennett. Grants will be awarded to agencies impacted by funding reductions and political targeting, solidifying the R Fund Foundation's commitment to advancing equality through philanthropy and community support.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.